We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you've told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. Go to ACLJ.org right now and join us in the fight.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And welcome to the Todd Starnes Show. How are you? I'm Mary Walter, sitting in for Todd Starnes. The whole gang is on their way, but they did leave Josh and Dylan behind. I don't know what you guys did to not get invited, but KWAM's up for a whole bunch of awards, which is really, really exciting. The Tennessee Association of Broadcasters Awards in Nashville. So that's very exciting. So they're on their way there. So apparently it takes a really long time to get there because they had to take the day off, you know. Because I got to do their hair, their makeup, dress nicely. Yeah, I got to clean up. You know, radio people, takes a lot. We got to get Todd out of that vest that he wears and dress them all up. So fingers crossed, good luck to them. Or break a leg. I don't want to say good luck. I want to say break a leg. But I get to be here with you. We have a lot to discuss. Very exciting. Coming up next hour, we have the great patriot and journalist, Robin Pfaffman, joining us. She worked with Todd at Fox. Now, you know what? I worked with Todd at Fox, and I didn't know her, but she's a Jersey girl like me, so it'll be fun. We can talk about how we laugh at the rest of you having to pump your gas, because we don't pump our own gas. And then coming up in the last hour, Liz Peek, Fox News and Hill columnist. She's fantastic. She's a new piece out. Will Michelle Obama take Biden's place in 2024 thanks to Hunter's scandals? And I wish people would stop saying that, because I don't want her to do it. I don't want Michelle to run. I was like, shh, don't say that. I don't think he's going to be the nominee, but we will discuss. Gus coming up. So much going on. You know I love when you jump in. 844-747-8868. 844-747-8868 is my number. Okay. So let's start out here let's talk about Biden, all right, and Hunter. And when you talk about Hunter, you have to talk about Biden. When you talk about Biden, you kind of have to talk about Hunter. They go somewhat hand in hand, whether we like it or not, they do. And well, whether they like it or not, they do. Because on Twitter, all you hear is people saying, well, you know, he's not the president. Hunter's not the president. Why does anybody care? And the problem is that Joe is the president. His father is the president. His father is implicated in a lot of this. Now, what recently came out was The fact that Obama administration officials used alias emails. Now, I found it interesting, and I went back and I looked, because this sounded vaguely familiar to me. I don't know if it sounded familiar to you, but it sounded vaguely familiar to me. And sure enough, this story is years old. It's just resurfacing because of an email that surfaced between Joe Biden using one of the aliases and Hunter Biden. Only Hunter is copied on this email. So now it's resurfaced, but nobody investigated. Nobody cared. The Biden administration, they get away with using aliases. Nobody scratched their head and said, why are you doing that? Most transparent administration ever. Why would you be using aliases? Totally escaped everyone. It was in the news for a hot second, and then it was Trump, and Republicans did what they usually do, which is nothing. And that was that. Can you even imagine if we find out down the road that Donald Trump used aliases to communicate with other people, and several members of his administration did as well? And there are emails between Donald Trump using an alias and his son. We, especially if it's about foreign policy, the left would lose their minds, and rightly so. Rightly so. So a little refresher for you, and maybe this will sound familiar to you as well, because as I said, it was very familiar to me, and I was like, how did this happen? And so, yeah, I looked it up. Six U.S. officials who used an email alias within the Obama administration. Lisa Jackson, she was the former EPA administrator. Some of these names may not, like, I was like, Lisa Jackson, that doesn't even sound familiar. She was the EPA administrator, and according to the Washington Post, she used an email account associated with the pseudonym Richard Windsor to take online training programs on subjects including ethics, whistleblowers, and records preservation. Now, why would you do that? Why would you use an alias to take an online course? It's kind of weird. Sounds fishy to me. Maybe there's more to that. The origin of the alias, Richard was the name of her dog, and Windsor refers to East Windsor, New Jersey, her former hometown. Loretta Lynch, nah, we got that one. In 2016, now Lisa Jackson was in 2013. In 2016, Loretta Lynch used the email alias Elizabeth Carlisle while she was the attorney general. And this is according to The Federalist. Remember, she was caught meeting with Bill Clinton, that secret meeting on the tarmac on a private plane in Phoenix, remember, in 2015. And soon after that meeting, she used a pseudonym to coordinate a narrative about the meeting with justice officials, according to the Daily Caller. Chuck Ross did the reporting on that, finding that she used the same alias to, you know, give a rundown of what happened in that meeting, because we weren't supposed to know about that meeting. There was one guy, one reporter just happened to be at the field, just happened to capture Bill Clinton getting into this plane that he knew Loretta Lynch was on. If it weren't for that guy, we would have never known about it. And then shortly after that meeting, remember, James Comey announced that they are not going to pursue a case against Clinton, even though he said we have enough to. But, you know, she really didn't mean to do it. She didn't mean to break the law. She didn't mean to bleach the server. She didn't mean to have a secret server. She didn't mean to smash the Blackberries, even though they were supposed to be maintained as evidence. She didn't know any of that. She was really dumb. She's really stupid. But you should elect her president. That was the message I got from all of that. I vividly remember that. All right. Eric Holder, 2015, used three separate alias email addresses after he took office in 2009. All right. Now, the LA Times reported that his previous aliases were Henry Yearwood and David Kendricks. His current alias had not been released when the LA Times reported on it in 2015. I don't even.